It doesn't look like lawmakers at the legislature will be going home when they plan to on Monday. Known as the sine-die date, March 25th was supposed to be their last day. Boise State political science professor Gary Moncrief tells Samantha Wright that things are fraying as the deadline looms and Medicaid expansion continues to keep lawmakers in Boise.
It looks like we're getting a little closer to the end. As you recall, they wanted to actually be done with the bills by, I think it was Wednesday of this week. Obviously, that's not going to happen. So it's going to go into next week. Remember, they have to have these 4 or 5 days left over for potential vetoes. So they had hoped to sine die next Monday. We're going to be running late. We're probably going to run at least another week with the veto session built in, maybe a little bit longer than that. We'll see. But clearly, we're getting toward the end. You can tell by the testiness here and there.
Yes, we can. There's lots of drama going on. And I think they're even, a lot of lawmakers are even madder than they were last week at either each other or various bodies.
Yeah,
what's happening?
The majority leader got a little upset with a member of his own caucus who was suggesting a floor amendment to one of his bills this week. And said something about that really ticks me off, you know, because he felt like it was an unfriendly amendment to his legislation. So, I mean, the point here is that, yeah, tempers are starting to fray a little bit at the end. Obviously, there's a lot of emotional stuff still going on as well that's really causing temperatures to rise.
But there are a few positive things that have happened so far in the legislature.
Yeah, at least we forget here at the end and all the turmoil and emotional conflict and partisan conflict that's going on, I think we should at least note that there have been a few positive accomplishments at this point that might get kind of lost here at the end. One of those is the bill to raise starting pay for teachers. You know, that's a significant thing in Idaho, and that bill has passed and been signed by the governor. Also, the governor's effort to increase the Opportunity Scholarship Fund has also passed. So you've got a couple of things from, you know, that were pretty important on Brad Little's agenda that have in fact occurred. And of course, the basic K-12 budget, I think, was probably acceptable to most people.
But not everything in education happened that they wanted to happen.
That's right. The most important thing that hasn't happened and seems to be dead for the year now is the school funding formula rework. You know, there was so much talk about we're finally going to get that done because they'd done so much homework on it. And then, boy, the wheels just fell off all over the place on that this year. And it looks like that's not going to get done. I would want to mention one other thing I consider positive, and that is an extension of the surplus eliminator. They have extended that program, if you will, which for those of us who don't remember what that's about, it takes surplus monies in the state and it splits it between two funds. One is transportation, so it adds more money to the highway fund, if you will. And the other half of that goes into the rainy day fund, the budget stabilization fund, as it's called. I think that's a good thing.
So what's left? What do they have to do to go home?
There's still a lot of T's to cross and I's to dot. But the bottom line here at this point is, you know, what we were talking about several weeks ago, Samantha, and that is the Medicaid extension bill and the effort to put sideboards, as they call them, some kind of constraints on that. And as you know, there's a House version of that and there's a Senate version of that. They're still debating both of those bills. The House version has had at least 3, I think, versions at this point. So that's the key thing, obviously, at this point. The other thing that's happened this week amidst a great deal of emotion is the Senate Bill 1159, the effort to make it much harder to get initiatives on the ballot.
And you testified against that.
Yes, I testified against it, so I'm not going to speak to that much other than to say that did come out of the Senate State Affairs Committee. It was amended, some technical amendments to it on the floor of the Senate, and will probably be up today or maybe Monday for a final vote in the Senate, and then we'll go to the House.
Think it'll pass?
I think it'll pass in the Senate. The House, apparently the caucus there has kind of volunteered that they intend to pass it. So I think, yes, unless it gets caught up in negotiations, kind of a tit-for-tat thing with the Medicaid extension, I think it probably will pass.
Any bets on when they go home?
Next Friday is probably a pretty good bet, but maybe the following Monday. They're, you know, I'm guessing they're going to be working on the weekends at this point to get this thing done. They're running late.